Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
There is no longer any doubt. The globalists have gone for full depopulation, collapse of civilization ops. People ask, well, why are they building more buildings? Why are they buying up houses? They intend to move the third world to the Western world. We're being given the most deadly injections in the West because we expect money. We expect pension funds. We expect due process. They want to get rid of that American dream, get rid of that Western dream, and just have slave colonies they own and control. And they also have two different economy tracks that are operating at the same time. But Carlos, I held you over. You were going to finish up that point and that question I had for you and get back into the date of that again. I think the crew was able to pull it up, but I'd forgotten about that Bill Gates speech where they talked about implanting things through vaccines in our brain. I mean, back at the time, I made a video called "Vaccine Brain-Eating Vaccines" was the headline. Because the Pentagon and others said, oh, we'll give troops with PTSD a shot that makes them happy. It'll destroy the part of the brain associated with, you know, religious experiences, high brain waves, also depression. Just take that out, make people emotionless. And so what do you think about them finding nanometal and everything, the Japanese government confirming, the Spanish government confirming, I know that's where you're originally from, Spain. I mean, that they're it's all coming out, but they're still just moving forward, Carlos.
Well, the danger, of course, is what I said to you before. You've got people like a software salesman, Bill Gates, essentially, has no authority whatsoever, intellectually or academic whatsoever, to inform the CIA about how the human brain area, where the mirror neurons are. People who know the brain know a little bit about this. But the mirror neurons are empathic. They give you empathy. This is something robots will never have, okay? And these mirror neurons are in children, they're in animals, they're in you and me and everybody else. And they give the impression to you as a human being in the ego self what experience someone else is having when they're being chopped up or shot or bombed or whatever. And your feelings of emotion and kindness and willingness to help, this empathy is in the mirror neurons, and they're part of your brain. Well, here is Mr. Bill Gates, a software salesman, telling the CIA that he has the wherewithal to inject through a vaccine so that he can eliminate in human beings those feelings, those fundamental ideas of religion and belief in God, et cetera, et cetera. The video on YouTube is called 2005 Bill Gates Pitch to CIA, et cetera, et cetera.
So you can say it one more time.
Yes. 2005 Bill Gates Pitch to CIA.
All right. Okay. Well, I mean, I knew he had patents on implantable nanoparticles that direct to key areas they can control. I knew they were rolling it out. And by the way, did you see the UN's new global directive on the world ID, medical ID system, carbon ID? It's written by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the Rockefeller Foundation. It says blockchain controlling your activities with the app. So now they're talking about blockchain, as his patent showed, to control us and track us through that. Pretty incredible.
Yes, but we have to stop, Alex, you and I and everybody else, stop returning the tennis balls. These people keep throwing problems and problems at us, and we keep returning them. Meanwhile, they have an agenda of unlimited tennis balls they keep throwing us, and we keep responding. Listen, God's 7th Cavalry is on its way. Let me tell you why. I know a little bit about this. Around 4 o'clock in the morning, you and other people, like myself, have woken up with clairvoyance, with a clarity of thought, with ideas that we thought, my God, yes, that's the answer, and we know exactly what to do. In history, in religion, that's called the Holy Spirit coming down as a tongue, you know, from whatever, okay? But in reality, what it is, it's what you call discernment. And discernment is coming all over the world, soldiers, military, and so on.
Oh, there's no doubt that I'm being given knowledge that didn't come from my brain. I mean, it's always right. It's like God's going to give us the super weapon system to defeat them, is what you're saying.
Yes, and there are individuals all over the world, trust me, some of them are leaders of countries that are having these evening, early morning, clairvoyant ideas, these visions.
It's true. It's 4 a.m., 3 to 4 a.m., you make the connection, you get the download. It's incredible. Absolutely. Wow. The Satanists cannot even imagine. Thank you so much, Carlos. Great points. We'll be right back. Stay with us. People can't really spend money anywhere better than MyPillow.com with promo code Alex.
Right now, what I've done is passed all the savings to the customer, like sheets. Our Giza sheets, they're normally, you get 50% off with code Alex. They're as low as $49.99, depending on the size. We've got pillows, my original MyPillow premiums are normally $69.99, $29.99. The best thing, I think, all you guys, everyone out there, you can get my book for $9.99. My book will help anybody out there in addiction. And that's free shipping with the book. Right now, all of the specials, I used to run one here and one there. I put them all on there. The lowest prices you've ever seen. And we have our new bed. Everybody, I don't know if you've seen our bed infomercial. I developed this bed over a year and a half. Best mattress you'll ever sleep on. It's a combination of coils and patented foam. And this, they're amazing. There's nothing better. When I mean,
they're not just amazing. The cost is not high and you support freedom. MyPillow.com, promo code Alex. You've got so many great products and we're just really proud of the work you're doing, Mike.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
All right. People want me to talk about Afghanistan and what's happening over there? You're going to get what you want right now. It's very important. Compared to them giving us GMO shots that turn our bodies into factories of deadly synthetic spike proteins that give you cancer and blood clots that are going to kill billions of people are going to die in the next few years. I mean, it's already happening. It's just insane. I've got all the statistics out of Israel, out of Greece and places where they give the shots and the mass deaths happen. I already showed that last hour. I've had medical doctors, scientists on. I have all the previous animal studies they tried to suppress. I mean, they plan this out very, very well. But Afghanistan is important because it's part of the Great Reset. It's part of migration, replacement migration. They want to break the social construct and the social compact in the Western world under Cloward and Piven strategies to bankrupt everybody. And they want the UN to then direct these giant migration flows. They're saying 4 to 5 million Afghans, almost all of military-age men, on their way. Most of the people that, quote, got rescued were military-age men because under Islam, it's forget the women and children. Men go first. Biden doubles down on Afghanistan exit triumph in belated, recycled, rambling speech. It was pathetic, but it's designed to be that way to demoralize the country. Ahead of him stepping down and bringing in Kamala. Biden National Security Advisor says U.S. may give economic aid to Taliban, which is al-Qaeda. House Republicans lead opposition to Taliban funding. This is just insane. Facebook, Instagram blacklist account of mother of slain Marine because she criticized Biden, but the Taliban is on Facebook and Twitter. I'm not on Facebook and Twitter, but the Taliban that chops people's heads off if they're not in the Taliban, that's okay. And Fox News reports Taliban could use social media to paralyze America with footage of citizens left behind, which is all part of the demoralization globalist plan. Taliban supporters hold mock funerals with coffins draped with American flags. And it just goes on from there. So this gentleman's a well-spoken veteran of the infantry in Canada, Jeremy McKenzie. He put out a video that got over 6 million views. It got taken down, and the newspapers were calling him an extremist because he doesn't want to bring millions of Afghans, which where they want to take them, to Canada. So RagingDescent.com is the website. He's a 14-year combat veteran, Canadian infantry, and served in Afghanistan. He's a comedian, professional boat rocker, and host of RageCast Live show where he talks about politics, culture, and current events for the past 3 years, currently residing in Saskatchewan, Canada, until he is taken to the gulag for wrongthink, which is actually happening. So you see Canada today, America tomorrow. They're now announcing in California, Michigan, other areas, they're going to come to your house if your child was near someone with COVID and take them for 14 to 15 days to a COVID facility. Will you let them take your children away? That's always the final thing the tyrants do to see if you're fully under their control. And so here's a little bit of one of the videos they took down that they're so angry at, they're calling extremists. Here it is.
My name's Jeremy McKenzie. I'm a Canadian Forces Afghanistan combat veteran. I deployed the 2nd Battalion Royal Canadian Regiment in 2007 to fight these people, actually, to fight Omar Khadr's extended family. They all participate. They love the Taliban, which he was a member of. And I absolutely detest and abhor the fact that they would even call him such a thing as a child soldier. Calling him a soldier at all is an insult to the Waffen-SS, let alone me. These are not people that wear uniforms. These are not people that obey things like the rules of war or the Geneva Conventions. They use women and children as human shields. They burn people with acid for not reading the right magic books. They're horrendous. They're monstrous human beings. They were raping children. They didn't care. They would blow up as many of their own civilians as they would do us. It didn't matter at all. And now Canada is leaving $150 million on the table meant for veterans because, well, we just don't have the time for that. Well, the government spends more money since 1870 than any other government in Canadian history. So in this environment, no, we just don't have enough money. But we will make Omar Khadr, the Taliban terrorist, a multimillionaire. And we're going to tell everybody that's got a problem with that to leave the building and leave the premises, including me, including other Canadian Forces veterans. And I have to be here to say this because many of the people from my platoon that were killed by Omar Khadr's little club aren't here to say that anymore. They're all dead. Chris Stanix isn't here anymore. Sergeant Donnie Lucas isn't here anymore. So that's why I'm here, because this is outrageous. This is a travesty. And I'm sick of staying home and staying on the couch and watching everybody just not say anything, because this is wrong. This is not what Canada stands for. It's not the country that I signed up to fight for, and it is certainly not the country that those men and women died for when I was over there fighting against him and his family and his friends. So I guess I'm the bad guy now. If that's how it's going to be, then that's how it's going to be.
Okay, and I guess that's what's him going out to an event where they worship, the communist leader of Canada worships the guy that says you're going to have your bank account taken if you don't take injections. They worship this Omar Khadr character who got over $10 million because he got arrested in Afghanistan and detained and put in Guantanamo Bay, poor baby. And so here to talk about it is Jeremy McKenzie. Jeremy, you're an evil demon. You're a veteran. You're a bad guy. And you don't want all these precious Afghans to come to your country?
Well, I mean, that's part of it, Alec. I mean, it's just another facet of the multifaceted attack on Western civilization. You talk about it. A lot of other people talked about it. And that was a couple years ago now. And I wish things had gotten better since then. That is, worse. It's gotten so much worse since then. It's almost indescribable. I mean, we've been talking about this
for so long. That's what I should have pointed out. That was a few years ago. You've been proven right about this, though.
Yeah.
What the hell's going on in Canada? Because we know everything happening to you is now moving here. You're the beta test. So is Australia. And what is your view as a veteran of Afghanistan about why this is happening?
Oh, man. Well, I mean, you hit it earlier. It's, besides the multinational, the banking cartel and all the money involved and everything, which is what this is really all about. But the demoralization campaign, it's very, very difficult to believe for a second that this is not intentional. This is incompetence to a level that I have trouble believing. And I have a pretty good imagination. I can get going. And I have a really difficult time believing that this is an accident. Biden's just incompetent. The Joint Chiefs are just incompetent. Everybody's just incompetent. We're just going to leave American, potentially Canadian citizens. We don't know. We can't get a clear answer there. It's treason. I've been saying
it's
this.
Treason.
Back
we're
going to
need $80 million of equipment. We're going to, and it turns out Biden was, now the documents come out, was telling the government, cover up, there's going to be a collapse. Don't tell people. So they wanted this to happen.
Absolutely. And I think that you're right. It is a demoralization campaign because it fits the pattern of what I've been seeing. And if you look at it, it's not just the military. It's everywhere. It's academia, education, on TV, on your Netflix, on your phone, everywhere you go. Our people have been under a sustained psychological warfare attack now for 18 months, never mind the previous, 10 years or so. If you look up something called the Biderman Report, Biederman, Dr. Alfred Biderman, he actually debriefed, and maybe you're familiar with this, American GIs and POWs that were captured by the Koreans and Chinese in the Korean War. And when you look at the methods that they used to elicit, compliance from them,
that's where all the modern brainwashing came out of there. Exactly, brainwashing.
That's how they perfected it. And they're doing all of the same things to our people right now. This is weaponized psychological warfare. Obama repealed these rules way back years ago, making propaganda legal to use on American citizens. I don't even think we had those rules here in Canada. And it's just nonstop all the time. There it is right there. They want to break you mentally. They want to demoralize you because demoralized people give up. Demoralized people don't fight. And, and
so what's wrong with you and I and our listeners? Because the more they do this, the more I get angry and fight them, the more energy I get. Yeah. So how do we take why is it not working on us? How do we transfer that to other people?
I'm not sure. It could just be the head injuries I've had. I'm not I'm not sure.
I've had a lot of head injuries, too. Joe Rogan thinks that might be the secret, actually.
It could be. You got to get punched in the face a few times. You have to, or else you're just not living your life to your full potential. But, you know, again, the demoralization. So, I mean, it's literally our job and our responsibility to the people that see this. And if you're willing, anybody that's willing to go out there and take a stand and say, this is wrong. We're not doing this. This is not our way of life. This is not America. This isn't Canada. This is crazy. Not, this is communist nonsense. And, you know, if you guys want to, you know, hop on our backs and, you know, we got big backs and big shoulders, so let's go. You know, this is you want to fight, let's go. And you're seeing signs of it everywhere. You were talking earlier about the, you know, the Death Star analogy. It's been bad for years. Things have been really, you know, blackpilling and scary and insane, but I'm starting to see, you know, as if the earth itself is paved over in concrete and little blades of grass are just starting to poke up somehow. And they're losing their minds. They got to censor everybody. They got to block everything and ban everything, and they still can't win.
That's right. This giant power grab is an exercise of weakness because they know their New World Order is coming to an end because of a giant spiritual awakening or whatever you want to call it. Jeremy McKenzie's our guest, RagingDissident.com. We'll be right back on the other side. Stay with us. InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, FreeWorldNews.tv. Share those links. It's an info war. Share those links. FreeWorldNews.tv.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Show. We've got Jeremy McKenzie, who's a popular talk show host and a well-spoken guy, and a lot of his videos end up getting censored, so I wanted to get him on so that he could get this out to a larger audience as well. But I wasn't trying to say, why are we special, Mr. McKenzie? Seriously, we know DARPA, we know the Pentagon, you know, the globalists up on top are trying to suppress individuals and leaders of every race, color, and creed. And so we really should ask, why is this audience so awake? Why do the globalists fear it? And I think the answer is we're awake. We've had live experiences. We've seen things. We understand how things integrate together. And so much of the public is actually, I think your head injury comment is a archetype of it, kind of the extreme end of it. They've never had live experiences. They've never gone through pressure. They've never gone through stress. They're domesticated. And so they really are almost in a trance. They don't know any better. And can't believe that predators have taken control. That's why they embrace radical Islam. That's why they embrace all these forms of tyranny, because they just want to run up a white flag to it in a form of mass Stockholm syndrome. Give me your take on that and what you think of Afghanistan and where you think this is all going, and how do we ignite that survival instinct in people everywhere to promote Western civilization again before it's too late?
Yeah, I mean, I think you nailed it earlier. I've been talking about it. We always come back to the same point. It's fear. People are afraid. They don't want to believe that this could be possible, that these people that they've trusted, that their institutions they trust, the TV, all of this stuff, is actually working against them. It doesn't like them. In fact, it hates them, and it's making them do things that are going to hurt them. And it's such an evil thing to comprehend. And you're probably right. It does take some kind of life experience. For me, it was, the military in Afghanistan and the whole thing. And I just, Alex, I 2 + 2 has to equal 4 at the end of the day. And when we're burying guys and I'm going to funerals and I'm seeing people, you know, the no more social media updates because he's committed suicide and he's gone and they're gone. 2 + 2 must equal 4. What is going on? What are we doing? Why did this happen? And there are no answers. And now there's no accountability. They're going to do this in Afghanistan. They're going to, and this, to see it is heartbreaking, and is simultaneously, as much as it's heartbreaking, it's enraging at the same time. And like I said before the break there, the little blades of grass are starting to come up. You're seeing guys quitting. A lot of guys are not okay with this. And to see, decades of work and sacrifices go down the tube, and if they're not even acknowledge that they've made a mistake or that this is wrong, and we're going to and just arm the Taliban and give them all of our money and guns. And you've got guys like that. I don't know if you're familiar with this guy, Marine Corps Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Scheller, who's resigned his commission.
Oh, we played the clip.
Biden administration. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You think he's going to be the last guy? Hell no. There are so many Marines. I mean, they sign up. They believe this stuff. This isn't a job to them. This isn't a job to 9-to-5 kind of thing. They live. They breathe this. These guys get branded. We get tattoos. Like, these flags, this stuff, this means something to us. This is a huge, this is part of our way of life. This is who we are as a people. And if you think we're just going to roll over and go away, you're going to come here and you're going to target our people, our children now.
Well, let's bring this up.
Society.
Let's bring this up. In Canada, they're saying veterans are the main terror threat. In the U.S., they're saying they're the main terror threat. They're claiming we're all white supremacists if we believe in sovereignty in the West. They're trying to start a war. General Honoré, General Austin, General Milley. They're really trying a Marxist-Leninist playbook. I believe they're preparing false flags to blame us. They say the evil right-winger terror attacks are coming. Clearly, they really do have some plan to try this. I don't think it's going to work. Most of the military I know and most of the police I know have really woken up.
Yeah, me too. I don't think it will either. I think they're arrogant, and I think they've been riding high on the hog for 20 years since 9/11, and they've just been winning and winning and winning, like defeated by success, if you will. You know, you can't the hunger to fight and win is defeated when you're living in sleeping in silk sheets.
No, you're right. Prosperity kills. Adversity makes men. Prosperity makes monsters.
That's right. And, you know, there's going to be a pushback. And there's a lot of, like, these guys take a while to get going. It's the guys that are the most capable and the most likely to stand up and say that you know, like, I like this clip from Star Trek, the one with the Borg, Picard. What was it? This far, no farther. This is the line. That's it. There's no, that's it. I'm getting off the couch now. And these guys, because they know what it means, and they know what's at stake, and they know what the consequences are.
Well, like what you said before you go to break, I want you to elaborate on that, the blaze of grass. The globalists hit the panic button in their own internal documents that have come out 4 or 5 years ago when Trump got elected. Not that Trump was perfect for Bolsonaro. They saw that as a sign of the populist uprising, and they said, oh, my God, our whole agenda's in trouble. Implement Operation Lockstep, which is the virus release. They didn't do this out of strength. They did it out of desperation.
They boiled the pot too fast, Alex. The frog is getting out of the pot. They got greedy, and they want to go, and too many people. And sometimes I wondered about this. Like, are things going better or worse than you think? And if they weren't, what's the Sun Tzu quote? If you're strong, you project weakness. You want your enemy to walk into a trap and destroy himself. If you're weak, you project strength, and they're threatening people. We're going to do this to you. We're going to do that. We're going to have vaccine passports. There's going to be consequences. You're going to pay. We're going to destroy. They're bluffing. I'll call their bluff. I think they're full of crap. And I think they're scared, and I think they're worried about it. And we've got, and there's an election happening in Canada right now. All the establishment parties are the same. They're all on the same page. Trudeau is being chased out of every town he goes to, and the TV says he's polling at 35%. Very popular. Ridiculous. And the other guy is defending him, saying there's no place for this. There's only one, and then you've got the PPC in Canada, Max Bernier, the only ones defending Canadian values, and they're pretending they don't exist, and that he's getting the Ron Paul treatment. They're the other party. We won't even say their names on television. It's a charade, and they're scared. You wouldn't need to do this if you were strong. This is something you would do if you're weak, and I smell it. I smell blood, Alex.
I agree with you, and here's what I want to say to all the veterans I know, and I know it's stressful, and I know they come back, and then they don't know what to do. Don't commit suicide. Go help other people that are worse off than you. Empower yourself. You know, believe in God or reach out to however you have to do it to the universe to fight this evil. And I don't want any violence against the globalists because we're winning politically or winning culturally. They could short circuit that. But at the same time, fight with everything you've got politically and culturally to say no to this long before you blow your own head off. And then if we do have a civil war, don't go out and just shoot cops and people on the street like they train us to do. You know, there's globalists that I really want to see live until there's Nuremberg too. But at the same time, if we're going to have a war, you know, the top guys are the enemy, not the cops.
Yeah, and these guys are, like I say the same thing, don't do it because your family needs you, your community needs you, and you maybe think a lot, like, terrible about yourself. I know a lot of these guys, and they just feel like garbage, you know, and they leave the military, they don't know what to do, and they deploy to forward operating base living room couch, and then they get into the bottle, and it's a downward spiral. People think the world of you guys, and you could make such a difference and have such an impact. You matter. You're so important, and people are going to need you. And if this does go crazy, if things go sideways, we're not going to be the ones to start it. Right, like you said, we are not terrorists. We're the opposite of that. We're the people that love our people.
If they are dumb enough to go ahead with it, we need to be smart and we need to go after. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, yeah, I mean, we won't start it, but we'll finish it. You know what I mean? Don't start something you can't finish, guys. And I'm not going to attack anybody or do anything like that. But if they're stupid enough, if they, like, you know, Joe Rogan has said this, if they open that door and those floodgates come open, you are going to open the door to something, a dimension that you cannot even fathom. And the stuff that is going to come pouring out of there, you are going to rue the day. I guarantee you that.
Yeah, these globalists really are isolated in their own world. They have no idea how much trouble they're in.
You know? And on top of this, I want to point this out. Have you noticed that listen to this. You've got soft units, special operations forces, have now gone rogue to rescue American citizens in Afghanistan, because that's who Americans are. That's who Canadians are. That's who the Western man is. You're not going to wait for somebody to tell me to go rescue our own people, women and children. To leave a single person behind is treason.
And could you believe, though, the first flights out were nothing but Afghan men, that those guys literally climbed over women to get on those airplanes?
And I want to say this because, you know, some of those people risked so much for us. The interpreters, their families, they were killed. And
You tell us you were over there. Tell us when we come back. Great interview, Jeremy McKenzie, RagingDissident.com. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. Have you shared the URLs today? Have you gotten involved? Now is the time. It's an InfoWars.
In these insane times, I wouldn't mess around. I wouldn't screw around with your health and your immune system. I would do everything you can to boost your body's natural defenses and at the same time support those that are fighting the globalists and fighting to stop new lockdowns and tyranny. Well, you find all of that perfect storm at one place, InfoWarsStore.com. And great products that boost your body's natural defenses that have been sold out for months are back in stock, discounted 33 to 50% off. Vitamin Mineral Fusion with all the vitamins, minerals, amino acids. It's essential. Back in stock. Our concentrated turmeric formula, so good for your immune system and your body and for inflammation. Back in stock, discounted. We have X2, back in stock, discounted. We have Living Defense, back in stock, discounted. We have Pollen Block, back in stock, discounted. And, of course, we have our concentrated activated charcoal toothpaste, sold out for months. So boost your body's natural defenses and help fight the globalists all at one place. InfoWarsStore.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Remember, listeners, I love you to death. The globalists work around the clock to try to suppress everybody. This is a test to see if they can kill us, a test if they can silence us, a test if they can take over. But these two top scientists, the directors of vaccine program, the number one and number two guy, leaving the FDA and saying, we did not authorize this. It's not authorized. They lied. This is political. Don't take the booster shots. Don't give shots to kids. I mean, that is just so huge, so massive. And we have the big Chinese whistleblower lady who was on a few days ago. She's on the war room today with even more information. So look for that at 3 p.m. today. Your calls are coming up next segment. Jeremy McKenzie, really well-spoken guy. I want to invite him back soon. I've been kind of ranting the last 2 segments. You were trying to make a point about, leaving the women and children and all the rest of it, what you saw in Afghanistan.
you've got the floor for the rest of the segment, just as a veteran of Afghanistan, to vent. And also, I know this was a couple of years ago and they censored it, but this Omar Khadr guy, just to give people an example of why would Trudeau give him $10.5 or whatever it was, $1 million, because he was a portable Taliban or whatever?
Well, his rights were violated.
But then it's okay if all of our rights get violated.
Guantanamo Bay. That's right. He was detained in Guantanamo Bay. His father was also a convicted terrorist, bailed out by Jean Chrétien in the 90s. It's interesting, and we don't know how far the Liberal government of Canada's ties go to the Taliban, to the Khadr family. It's very suspicious, and they would rather pay this guy out than fight. However, they are going to fight us in court. I'm involved in a mass tort litigation, Howie Saxon Henry, over the mefloquine poisoning of all of our guys, the malaria medication they gave us. They knew it was toxic. They knew it was poisonous. They did it anyway, because that's what they do. And that's another thing. Like, you think I'm going to take these vaccines? The last time the government told me to just take it, it's good for you, don't worry about it. Now I got brain damage. Now all these guys have brain damage, and all these guys have, you know, committed suicide as a result of this. Yeah, I'm going to wait and see what happens. And again, it's just one facet of it. And that was what, you know, spawned all of this. I needed to know what was going on. I needed to figure it out. And it's everywhere. It turns out, you know, a lot of people, yourself included, have been right about this. There is a cadre, if you will, of people that are more interested in, you know, this international clique of bankers that are just taking everything over. They're going to run everything. It's international communism. You're not going to have any rights. There is no going back to normal. People, I just want to get so I can go back to normal. There is no more normal, man. It's fight or die. That's where we're at. And there's, I believe an Edmund Burke quote. I can't remember if that's what it is, but too many people, our governments included. There's a couple of guys you mentioned, Rand Paul, you know, down in the States, and we have a couple people up here, Max Bernier here in Canada. However, the rest of them are content to do nothing. And the quote says something like, for evil to succeed, all that it doesn't require your consent. It doesn't require your support. All it requires is that you do nothing. Just do nothing. And that's what everyone's content to do. I'm going to look away. I'm going to bury my head in the sand. I'm going to do nothing. You're helping. You're helping this transpire by not intervening, you know, and that upsets me. And it's so important, especially down there, you know, you guys in the United States. And there's not a lot of us up here in Canada, but we're crazy. We're maniacs. OK, we've got lumberjacks and we're out of our minds. We will fight to the end. OK, the Devil's Brigade. We've got a history together. But if they get America, if America goes down, that's it. That's curtains. Because who's going to come save you? You know, you see the horror of the stuff that's happening in Australia and the United Kingdom, and that sucks, but it's like going down on a plane. You got to put your own respirator on first before you can help someone else. We got to dig ourselves out of our holes here first. And then, you know, if we're fortunate enough, maybe we can go help them bail them out.
Absolutely. And Trudeau, just to interrupt, Trudeau just came out yesterday and said, we're using this as the Great Reset. We're going to have environmental lockdowns. This is just the new way of life. Klaus Schwab, the UN says, that, as you said, this is a permanent takeover. They say, oh, just comply. You'll be able to go outside. Oh, sorry, more shots. Still can't go outside. I mean, are people going to figure this out?
I don't know. I think a lot of them are afraid, and I think that, I mean, this is the only shot we got. I'm just coming at it with, like, just unapologetic confidence. Like, I don't care what you do to me. I don't care if it takes 4 months or 400 years. You can kill me if you want. I'll, you know, with my last breath, I will spit blood in your face and say, F you. I'm never going to give up. Okay. And, you know, they're going to keep coming and they're going to keep trying. It's, you know, it's going to be a long haul, but people need to see that confidence. They need leadership, and that's a huge problem. They need to be, you know, inspired and led, and we don't have that right now, for now, but it's slowly waking up.
I totally agree. The biggest problem is our leaders that are half awake are not addressing it as a global government, corporate, authoritarian, banking takeover, the Great Reset, a post-industrial world. Guys, roll the B-roll of the combat robots walking around the United States. Because they want to replace humans because humans won't follow criminal orders all the time. I mean, this is literally, in Klaus Schwab's own word, a robot takeover, a post-human world.
Right. And the foundation of their ideology and what they want, what drives them, their fuel that makes them get up in the morning is greed, control, me, me, me. You know, it's evil and manipulation and deceit. That's what gets them going. That's what fires them up. What we have is the love of our children and our people and our communities and our culture and our history. Which one do you think is going to win the long game? I'm totally comfortable with our position. I know there's going to be worse days ahead. We're going to have losses. It's going to get rough. It's going to get ugly. But ultimately, in the end, we literally can't lose. It's impossible. Unless they want to destroy the earth and kill themselves. I mean, if that's their plan, I don't think so. I think they bit off more than they can chew. They're not their grandfathers. They are not the original, you know, 1800s, like the Rockefellers and the Warburgs and the DuPonts and all these people. These are not hard.
Hunter Biden is smoking crack cocaine and losing laptops. Okay? Like, these people are not competent. They're fools. They're arrogant. They're buffoons.
And we must stop bowing to them like they're God. Exactly.
Exactly. Exactly. They're fools. They're absolutely disgusting, hilarious. Like, they're comical. There's a Voltaire quote that said, "Lord, make my enemies ridiculous." And did that ever come true? I couldn't imagine a more of a circus than this. And you've Jagmeet Singh and Justin Trudeau and Aaron O'Toole, who looks like he's like Ralph Wiggum or something. He's just happy to be there.
And I now in Canada like, and Australia, and they're saying, don't look at the sun, it said. Don't go in your yard. Don't talk to your neighbors. And then the people saying it look like archetypal criminals, like, don't go outside. Don't talk to your neighbors. You'll be getting monthly shots. I mean, and literally, they look like they're serial killers or something, because they are.
Yeah, and I'm going to just to give lend a hand to a lot of the other guys that are up here in Canada, the Plaid Army folks, Derek and East Coast Canadian and Edgy D and all the friends and guys up here. And one of him, I think it was Murray, said that, that was a joke not long ago, that you can't look at the sun because that's it. And now they're saying these things. Now they're saying don't talk to your neighbors. It's absolute lunacy. It's complete craziness. And the education minister, get a load of this, because you're saying they're coming after the kids. And that, like, hey, I talked to Adam Skelly a little while ago, maybe you've seen this footage, the barbecue in Toronto, that the whole police department apparently had to descend upon to stop this man from selling brisket. You know, you want to come after the kids. It's like, that's a nice looking hill, Alex. That's a beauty. That's a real nice, got a nice river next to it, some trees. If there's a hill to pick, that's the one. That's the one, baby. And, if they want to go there, we're going to go there. The education minister in New Brunswick says the parents, very concerned. Well, what about the kids, the 12 and under? Or we're going to mandate. Yeah, we're going to get vaccines. All of them. All of them. Under 12, over 12, everybody.
And again, we just had the two heads, the two top virologists at the FDA say it's wrong and quit. So there is light at the end of the tunnel.
Absolutely. And they can't outrun these lies forever. And these people don't just disappear. Where do they go? Do you think they're going to go, oh, well, and go home and watch Netflix in their pajamas all day? And all the cops you fire, all the military guys you fire, what do you think they did? Do you think they've broken these people? You've hardened their resolve to a level you can't even fathom. They don't even know. They can't build and create and do anything. All they know how to do is destroy, pull down statues, and, you know, complain and cry and whine. It's preposterous that they think they're going to defeat these people in the long run. And that education minister, these parents are like, we're the parents. They're our kids. And he goes, no, the children belong to the province of New Brunswick. He thinks that he owns children.
I saw that clip. I've got that clip. We own your children. We'll do whatever we want with them. We'll do what we want with your children. Just the freaking – did you see the other health minister, I forget which province now, where he goes, we can't ever end the lockdown. People will talk to each other. I mean, that's an actual quote. We can't let them talk. They'll get bad information.
Nope. And now we've got the vaccine passports. It was a conspiracy theory a year ago. Now it's conspiracy fact. It will never happen. You're a crazy person. And now that it's here, well, we knew it was going to happen. So just shut up and do it anyway. It's easier. It's always easier to take the easy road. The vaccine passports are coming today in Ontario. That's right next door, baby. It's coming
your way. McKenzie, I want to invite you, if you ever want to host an hour of the show on my show or on the War Room or on American Journal, we'd love to have you host an hour. RagingDissident.com. We love you, brother.
Thank you, man. I love you. I love you guys too. And I love what you guys are doing. There's so many of you guys, your viewers and everything that, everything you guys have done. Where would we be without you guys? You know what I mean?
We're all in this together, brother.
Thanks everybody that supported me.
Thank you, brother. I can feel your resolve. You can feel mine, and we will never surrender. We're getting stronger. The globalists are getting weaker, and the war for liberty has just begun.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Poisonous sleep we've been under. All little globalist vampire bats are all over us sucking our blood, but we're starting to grab them around the neck and just pop their little heads off, and they are squealing in anger as they realize that we are the masters of this planet, not Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates, that those predators will be defeated like all other tyrants in history, and they will be a testament into the future of what our enemies are. All right, I want to jam in some phone calls here ahead of the special guest host that's coming up. Dr. Andrew Kaufman does an incredible job each week doing at least an hour. He's got a school that's fighting back against the mask and the injections, a special guest that's coming on. You do not want to miss this broadcast at freeworldnews.tv. Please share the link from the live feed of the Alex Jones Show right now from freeworldnews.tv, because currently that's the new URL that now 4 or 5 months they've not banned. Remember all the other ones, like 79 Days of Hell and all the rest of the ones that they've been banned on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram? Well, this one's been going for a while, and it's still going to be a great URL. You may even make a website out of it or something. I've also been contacted by some folks that want to use it for a website. I'll probably just let them do it, but as soon as it gets banned on Twitter and Facebook and the rest of it, we've got some other URLs ready. But that's how you get over the enemy. They wouldn't be censoring if they had total control. They don't. They have gone for broke, though. That gives them a real power. They're fully committed. They're mass murdering. They're depopulating. They know that'll trigger Stockholm Syndrome in most people, but it won't do it to all of us. And their own people are going to start leaving in droves, as I predicted the Achilles heel, and now it's happening at the FDA. The number one and number two heads of vaccine programs say, you shouldn't have boosters. You shouldn't give it to children. It's not been approved. The White House just said this is an approved vaccine. It's not. Whoa! Ultra, 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 ultra massive. In fact, I never tell Owen, I never tell the morning show, American Journal, Harrison Smith, what to put a headline up or what to cover. I'm saying, I want this covered front and center. This is ginormous, gigantor, colossal, megalodon, ugh, huge. All right, who's up? Who's been holding the longest? I really appreciate you guys holding. That would be Graydon in Pennsylvania. Welcome, Graydon.
Hello, Alex. How are you doing today?
I'm ready for war. I just feel like I can take on about 100 people. Go ahead.
Yeah, I feel the same way. I get where you're going with this. It feels like we're living in a dream, a bad dream. One of the themes that seems to be today is, you know, not just listening, but people around you just don't get it. You try to talk to them about it. They quote mainstream media. A few people get it very close to me. That's about it. But I work in quite a few different environments. I'm a contractor for IT, so I'm out in the field all the time, primarily supporting medical environments and their systems. And people don't get it. They're living in fear. I mean, everybody's masking up. You see people driving around in masks. And
because they buy into the narrative that we're in this together, we're in danger, we're safe together, even though they're being hit with the vaccine and turning into factories that grow it to kill themselves and those around them, turning them into viral suicide bombers.
Oh, I see people around me who have taken it and their coughs won't go away. They've got acne that won't go away. So they get something else that they think is going to treat it. It's not getting any better. It's getting worse.
Saw the biggest crowds Trump got, up to 200,000 in Pennsylvania. So I know it's a paradox. You know, the cities are hellholes in Pennsylvania, but a lot of the rural communities and the small towns seem to really be awake. I mean, so I guess where are you, like in Philadelphia?
No, I'm in Pittsburgh, right in the center of the Democrats, man. Surrounded. Corrupt voting, allegedly. All that stuff. But what I wanted to bring up as well was, we talk about people not being awake and all this stuff that keeps coming up. A comment I started to bring it up to a guy at work, and he goes, you know, what I don't know won't hurt me. And I said, well, yes, it does. That's the worst thing you can possibly
exactly.
say.
Exactly. They think perception is reality. It's not.
Correct. And he went on to say he's comfortable living at home because he works remote. I don't. Living at home, watching Netflix, and just letting the world go by.
And he doesn't get, though, that they're counting on that to cause the collapse. He doesn't get that the Great Reset is designed to cause mass starvation in the Third World and then final enslavement here.
I get that. You're right. And I just wanted to say thank you very much for being on the front lines of this. I'm almost at the point where I'm going to be out there myself because people don't get it. I see the world getting angrier and angrier. I drive quite a bit between
where
I go. Well,
that's what Klaus Schwab said. See, this guy's happy because he's at home. Other people aren't. It's going to cause a collapse of that's what Klaus, we know you are angry. Soon you will burn the cities. Ah, Great Reset. See what he's doing?
Oh, yeah. And you've said it before to people. Stay calm. It's take a step back. Take a deep breath. This is all real. You're going to cry. You're going to realize that, oh, my God, I was wrong. Not necessarily Alex is right, but you were. This is huge. This is big. Wake up, breathe, realize, process. That's the hardest thing to do is process this. But once you do, it's going to get easier and you can be awake. And in the end, it's going to get better. But people keep saying
absolutely. Just admit it's a war, but no, that's part of human development. And just get right with God, and just don't be violent up front. If you're ready to be violent, use that energy and information war to warn others and be a leader. God bless you. Great and great points. I can talk to these callers, each one for an hour. This is an amazing caller. Who's holding the next longest here? Let's talk to Rick in FEMA Region 3, medical worker on COVID. Thank you so much for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, thank you so much for taking my call. I appreciate it. Hey, so get right into it. I have kind of an interesting background. I work with the Amish community here that's local to me for the last 10 years, helping them with sustainable products to live every day. They, as you know, or at least probably know about the Amish, they are completely off-grid. So everything yes. that they do do off-grid. So I've helped them with sustainable energy, solar panels, batteries to store their energy, so on and so forth, all that kind of stuff. So I would say, just as a reminder, it's not if, it's when they're going to require us to have these shots. And if we don't want the shots, we're going to need to go off-grid or we're going to need to...
I totally agree. And the Amish don't have autism. Did you know that?
And they also don't have... diabetes either. There's a lot of things that they don't have because they treat everything homeopathically as well. I mean, I could talk about
I was in Florida and I ran into a bunch of Amish families that had gone to the beach just to walk, and I saw their sons and daughters, and they all looked so alive. They were like little creatures that were looking at us and interested when we smiled at them, and then you saw everybody else were like zombies not wanting to look us in the eyes. It was so sad.
Yeah, they're unbelievable people. They love special kids. You know, they have a lot of schools for special needs kids here. Again, I could go off on the Amish for a long time. What I want to talk about, though, is supply chains at the moment. Now, I have a lot of products made, unfortunately, overseas because it's the only possible way to do that. And supply chain is in a really rough spot. I know you kind of jokingly in passing said multiple times that you're going to think about buying a log cabin in the woods and going off grid. I would just say, Alex, if you're thinking about doing that, do that now.
No, I know. It's already too late for me. I'm gonna go down with the ship.
Hey, give me a call, my friend. Give me a call if you need something for storable power. I still have stuff.
I understand, brother. No. I mean, that's great. I'm just saying I'm putting my full energy into fighting them. I've got an exit plan. But yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is just. I mean, for everybody else, isn't going to be politically active or engaged. Yeah, that's a whole other area of research. But you're right. Moving in close to the Amish, I think you're saying, is a smart move.
You got to do what they do. You have to focus on clean energy that you create. You have to focus on clean water, clean food.
But wouldn't you agree getting a piece of property right up next to them and then getting to know them, because they work with people, they're nice folks. Isn't that smart to kind of move in close to the Amish?
Yeah, if you're not super close by, you got to build the network. They're a little standoffish, but you got to provide value to them to get into their community, which I have. But you know, that's the thing, is we got to live like them because they don't take the shots. They're not doing it. Like I said, I said it in passing.
And again, they were made to do that, leaving Switzerland and Germany 500 years ago, 400 years ago, because they were being oppressed. Their kids were being taken. They weren't having their rights, and they just exited and left. And I really appreciate your call. All right, we're out of time there. I'm going to go to break, and I'm going to come back, and I'm going to go to Michael and then James. I'm trying to jam them in. And then, yeah, the next guest host is coming up. He's got some big guests. And so I'll call Brent and Hunter back tomorrow if they want to get on the show. But the longest holding is Michael and James. I'm going to jam you guys in. We're back in 2 minutes. I'm going to go right to you. And again, this is a radio clock, 14 minutes and ads an hour. That's the standard. Podcast listeners are sick of that. I get it. Everything's podcasting now, but if we didn't have our great AM and FM affiliates, we would have been taken off the air during the deplatforming. These hundreds of radio stations are awesome, so support them, and they're great. But I am doing more and more podcasts commercial-free, as you've been seeing. And I'm planning soon to do podcasts. Get ready for it. 7 days a week in the war! Upping the attack! We'll be back!
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.